Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today we learn four mitzvahs. Today's first mitzvah is about a Sanhedrin. Do you remember what a Sanhedrin is? A Sanhedrin is a very big beis din. There are 70 shoftim in a Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin helps us know what the Torah says we should do. When the Sanhedrin tells us that we need to do something, we need to listen. That is today's first mitzvah. We need to listen to what the Sanhedrin says, because that is what the Torah says. Lots of times, the Torah tells us a mitzvah in two ways. We have a mitzvah's asei that tells us what we should do. We also have a mitzvah's lois asei that tells us what we shouldn't do. Then when we do the mitzvah, how many mitzvahs are we doing at the same time? Good! When we do the mitzvah, we are really doing two mitzvahs at the same time. Today's first mitzvah was that we should listen to the Sanhedrin and do what they say. That is a mitzvah's asei, because it is something that we should do. Today's second mitzvah is a mitzvah's lois asei. It is a mitzvah of something we shouldn't do. Today's second mitzvah is that we are not allowed to not listen to the Sanhedrin. They are telling us what the Torah wants us to do, and we need to listen to them. And when we listen to the Sanhedrin, we are doing two mitzvahs at the same time. Today's third mitzvah is a mitzvah for the Beis Din or for the Sanhedrin. The Beis Din has to help us do mitzvahs. Sometimes the Beis Din sees that people aren't being so careful with a mitzvah. Oy vey! What should they do? One of the things the Beis Din can do is to make a gezeira. Can you say gezeira? Good. A gezeira is a rule that the Beis Din makes. They tell us to do something new or to stop doing something so that we won't end up doing a real aveira. Let's pretend that the Beis Din in a city sees that people aren't careful to light Shabbos candles at the right time. Oy vey! Are we allowed to light candles when Shabbos already started? No, we are not allowed to light candles on Shabbos. We need to light candles only before Shabbos starts. So what should the Beis Din do? The Beis Din might want to make a gezeira. They will tell the people in their city that now they need to light candles extra early. That way, people won't end up lighting candles when it's already Shabbos. A gezeira can help us do mitzvahs right. But the Beis Din needs to be careful about something. They need to say that it is a gezeira. They can't say that it's part of the mitzvah in the Torah. People need to know that the mitzvah is to light candles before Shabbos. Lighting extra early is a gezeira to help us do the mitzvah. Saying that it's really part of the mitzvah is like making up a new part of Torah. Today's third mitzvah is that we are not allowed to make up new parts of the Torah. The Beis Din needs to be careful that when they make a gezerah, everyone knows that it is not a new part of Torah. Sometimes the Beis Din sees that we need to stop doing a mitzvah for a while. Let's pretend that it's dangerous to daven in shul. The Beis Din might tell people that they should not daven in shul. Do you think that means that people should never daven in a shul ever again? No! The Beis Din isn't saying we should stop doing the mitzvah forever. They are telling us to stop for now because it is dangerous. That is called a hayra'as sha'a. Can you say hayra'as sha'a? Good. The Beis Din sometimes needs to make a hayra'as sha'a. They need to tell us not to keep a mitzvah for a while. But it's not forever. It's only for now. When it isn't dangerous anymore, we should do the mitzvah again. The Beis Din needs to make sure that people know that they are not taking away a mitzvah forever. Because we are not allowed to take away parts of the Torah. That is today's fourth mitzvah, that we are not allowed to take away a part of the Torah. When the Beis Din makes a hayra'as sha'a and tells us to stop doing a mitzvah for now, they can do this mitzvah. They tell us that it is just a hayra'as sha'a, and soon we will keep the mitzvah again. That way we all know that we're not taking away a part of the Torah. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvos. That's great!